This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it has opened 160 cases following the storming and attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The head of the agency's Washington field office held a news conference Tuesday afternoon, updating the public on where the FBI stands on the investigation. The assistant director in charge of the field office said the FBI had received 100,000 videos and pictures as tips. U.S. Acting Attorney General Michael Sherwin says 70 cases have already been charged, and he expects that would grow into the hundreds. The attack on the Capitol happened after President Donald Trump spoke at a rally near the White House last Wednesday. He then urged thousands of his supporters to fight against lawmakers certifying that he had lost his reelection contest to Democrat-elect Joe Biden. Protesters then marched to the Capitol, breaking down doors and through windows, ransacking several lawmakers' offices, and scuffling with police. Five people died, including a Capitol police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. President Trump made his first public appearance since the attack on Tuesday, saying he is not concerned about the 25th Amendment allowing his cabinet to remove him from office. This comes as the Democrat-led U.S. House of Representatives moved ahead on a resolution pressing Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the constitutional amendment. The president spoke from the U.S. state of Texas in front of a section of the southern border wall with Mexico, saying, quote, "The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me." Earlier Tuesday, President Trump called the Democrats' push to impeach him in the last days absolutely ridiculous. This is